This is 1320 WILS. So today, Ford announcing that it will, instead of building a new plant in Mexico, it's going to invest $700 million here in Michigan at its Flat Rock Assembly Plant. Michael Harley joins us, senior analyst for Kelley Blue Book. Michael, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike.
Yeah, was this shocking news to you?
It is shocking news. This is something that, the whole world really didn't take note to how many jobs were crossing the borders over the past decade or so. Mm-hmm. Our president-elect has obviously put the spotlight on it now, and automakers seem to be making changes.
So is this basically because Donald Trump is going to be our president that Ford made the decision?
Honestly, I've been doing research all day long on this thing, and if you really dig down, you notice that right now sedans and compact cars aren't selling nearly as well as crossovers and trucks and things like that. Mm-hmm. And, so the Hermosa plant in Mexico was actually slowing production. So there are some that can argue that this could have been one way for Ford to get out of building a brand new plant for a car that really wasn't selling that well.
Hmm. Oh, you think maybe Ford was rethinking that decision anyway? Is that it?
Well, if you look at it, the Focus is not one of their hot sellers right now. People are buying the crossovers and the trucks and things like that. And, one of the things is the Hermosillo plant was already slowing down. It had been building the Fusion and the MKZ. Mm-hmm. And now it allows Ford to move production of the Focus over to that plant. And, that's an interesting way of looking at it.
Do you think we're going to start seeing automakers shutting down plants in Mexico, bringing work to Michigan, period? Or to the U.S. in general? Go ahead.
I wouldn't go that far. What I think we're going to see is we're going to see more and more automakers keeping the jobs in North America. What I mean, specifically in the States. I don't see them shutting down plants in Mexico, but I do see them, no one's pouring new concrete in Mexico, put it that way.
Okay. Now, is that just so? How much of it is Donald Trump's agenda? What he says he wants to do, even considering tariffs to bring auto cars into the U.S.
Well, you have to remember that Donald Trump right now isn't making these decisions. These are billion-dollar decisions that are made by executives of the major automakers. And this is not something that Mark Fields woke up this morning and decided to do. This was something that's probably been months in the making. Uh-huh. And although Trump is taking a lot of credit for it, or would like to take some credit for it, this is a lot of positioning right now. I believe that, Trump's agenda, the new administration that's coming in place later this month, may like to believe it had a lot to do with this. Maybe it had something to do with it, but I don't believe it was all that had to do with it. This is a monetary financial decision.
Okay. So do you think we're going to see more of this in general, more automakers deciding to bring jobs into the U.S. rather than, building them outside?
I would say yes. Right off the top, I would say this is a very good sign. It's a proactive way to keep jobs back in the States. And like I said a second ago, no manufacturer right now is pouring new concrete in Mexico. They want to wait and see. And I believe we are going to see more jobs in the long run. We'll have more manufacturing back in the States.
We've got the auto sales numbers coming out tomorrow, right? What are you anticipating we'll hear tomorrow?
I think 2016 is going to turn out to be a very, very good year. I don't see any major jump in sales. But last year was a banner year. Mm-hmm. And what I'm talking about is 2015 was a banner year. 2016, I also think, is going to be very, very strong. I think 2017, things are going to settle down a bit. But remember, if your student's been bringing home A-plus grades for the past couple of years, accepting A's, for a couple of years isn't that bad either. So even if we do see a slight drop in sales, sales are still very, very strong.
Yeah, in terms of strong, are we near record territory now then?
I would say yes. We may just see some records later this week.
Hmm. Michael Harley, senior analyst for Kelley Blue Book, KBB.com, for today, announcing it will invest $700 million to expand its Flat Rock assembly plant. And Michael, I was going to say we have two assembly plants here in Lansing. Do you imagine, because we're building not to capacity right now, do you imagine GM maybe bringing work to our local plants here?
And that's exactly right. What I believe is going to happen is you're going to have a bunch of shifting of production around. And, you know, the automakers don't want to build new plants because they're very, very expensive. Mm-hmm. What they're going to start doing is utilize existing plants. So I would believe that, you know, the plants right now that are seeing slowdowns or, you know, just production capacity that's unused and untapped, we'll see production come back to those sites.
Yeah. Does GM have a big presence in Mexico itself?
Every automaker right now is almost every automaker is building stuff in Mexico right now.
Mm-hmm. I see. So it's just the labor costs, huh?
Correct. Well, you have to understand, you know, the costs right now with NAFTA, there are no penalties for building stuff south of the border. So what the American automakers are building their profitable vehicles in North America where it costs a little more money, and down south of the border, they're building the less expensive vehicles that have smaller profit margins, tighter profit margins.
Makes sense. Michael Harley with Kelly Blue Book, KBB.com. Michael, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike. Yep.